We are continuing our previous shiur and the inyan of Kmitza and Kabbalas Hadam, and we saw the distinction between the Kabbalas Hadam and the Kmitza, insofar as that by Kabbalas Hadam, the Iker is the Maisa HaKabbalah, that the coin is holding onto the Kli and the blood goes into the Kli, but it's also like a Nesina. It's also considered as a Nesina into the Kli, because the Pasuk gets learned from, as Rashi brings, is Vayaseh Baganos, that he placed it in the Aganos, so it's also considered a placing, but the Iker is that he's holding it, whereas by the Kmitza, when the coin is putting the Komet in the Kli, there's also a Kabbalah, but the Iker is the Nesina, the Soch HaKli, and therefore the Lashon HaRogil is always Kabbalas Hadam, whereas by Mincha it's a Lashon of Noisim B'Kli U'Matan Kli. Ad Kan Tamsis Shebetamsis of what we learned in the previous Shir, and now we will go further B'Siyata Dishmaya, again based on the Torah of Hagon Rabbi Avram Gurevitz Shlita of Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. So we have a Nafgamina in this matter between the din of Kabbalah that said legabei dam and the din of Kabbalah that said legabei mincha. It says in Menachos Chafav and Beis, in the Braisa, Kometz b'yamin of Nosel l'smol, yachzul yamin, if did the kmitz in the right hand, he put it in his left hand, he should put it back in the right hand, every Reb Lazer Reb Shimon, Cham Omrim, Kevin shenosel l'smol, pasalto mat nosel, no, put it in the small, you pass it, my time shen debay kedusha b'kli, Kevin shenosel l'kol, masek kedam, shenishbach mitzavar behem ala ritz, v'as v'ashep posel. Since we require that there should be a kedusha b'kli, once you put it in the left hand, which is not the good hand, it's like the dam fell from the neck of the animal. Again, we have this parallelism between kmitza and shechita. So by kmitza, if you put the komets in your left hand, his left hand, it's like the blood spilled on the floor, and he gathered it up, and that's pasul. Rashi explained there that this is referring to the famous Gemara in Zvachim, Chaf Hei Amud Aleph, famous if you learn Zvachim, Nishbach Adam Ala Ritz Bevasvo Pasul, that if the blood spills on the floor and you gather it up, it's Pasul. So here also, putting it in the left hand is like it's falling on the floor. Vizel, you lost it. And we darshan it from the Pasuk, V'lokach Midam Apar Dam, Meha Par Yikablen, you have to mekabel the dam from the par, but not from the floor. And if so, the same thing here. When you put it in your left hand, it's ki'ilu nishbach ha-komets. It's like the komets had been spilled, so to speak. And zeh, it's passeled. Sorry. Hate to be the bearer of bad news, but it is what it is, as they say in modern-day America. So the fib shel pshuto would appear that even in this braisa, there's only a psul when you put it in your left hand. There was a mice in a sina liatzmo. But it would appear that hu adin, the same would apply if it fell on the ground. It's also going to be possible, because just like the komets is dumya ladam, and what passels in the dam, that because the komets is dumya ladam, what passels dam is going to passel komets. So dam is passeled on the floor, so komets is also going to be passeled on the floor. However, look in the Rambam, in the 11th parak of Psulei HaMukdashim Halacha Hei, and if you do, you'll be one of the only Jews to have looked in that Rambam today, because unfortunately, most people today are not learning Rambam Hilchos Psulei HaMukdashim Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Hei. So please look there. Anyway, the Rambam says we're going to learn it. You don't even have to look, I'll tell you. The Rambam says, Nispazer HaKomets HaKabei Ritzva Yachzor V'yesfenu Givaldik, that if the komets spread on the ground, you should go back and gather it up. The Osefit, gather it up. The Kesef Mishnah writes that you have to say that we are talking about a case that when it was mispazer achar shenosno kvar l'kli shares, it was sprinkled around, it fell, it spilled, after you already put it And the Klishari, so writes the Kiryas Sefer, and what they mean is that since the Rambam there in Allah Beis already paskin that comets for nasan the pasul, oh she comets be mean over nasan the smaller vach nasan the kliyo comets mikli kodesh for nasan the kli chol harei b'chol and ifsal comets, the Rambam already enumerates all the psulim of comets that if you did the kmitza and gave it to a pasul person, or you did the kmitza in your right hand, you put it in there, put it in your left hand, and then you put it in the kli. Or you put it in from a kli kodesh to a kli chol. In all these cases, the komet is pasul, and that's from the din of nishbach. So how did the Rambam paskin here that nispazer hakomet yachzer v'yasfenu, that you gather it back up? What is the Rambam talking about? Why can't it be like nishbach adam shepasul? And therefore, they write that it must be that here we're talking about a case where it was already miskadesh in the kli. So even b'dam, dam shenishbach la'achar sheniskabel v'niskadesh b'kli ainu nifsal. So that's what the Kesef Mishnah is explaining. The Kiyosef, the Rambam's coming to explain. The Rambam, that's how they're explaining the Rambam. That when it says nispaz, why nispazer or komet takabei ritz liachzer esfen? How can you gather it up? It's puzzles, just like it spills, like in all those earlier cases. So the answer is it must be that it already came into the kli. So once it already came into the kli, then, if it spilled, you gather it up, just like dam. But if it fell right onto the ground before you put it in the kli, then it's going to be pasul, just like dam. However, it's not so pashut. It's not so pashut, sweet friends. Because in the there are two mishnayis, like abei dam. Psachim chafei amet aleph, it says nishbach adam ala ritzba, v'asfo pasul. And it also says there, in daf lamed beis, nishbach min hakli al haritzba, v'asfo kasher. If it's the blood spilled on the ground and you gather it up, it's pasul. And it says there on page Lamed Beis in Dvachim that if it was nishbach min hakli al haritzba and you gather it up, it's kosher. The Rambam brings both dinim, Perek Aleph Mechos Psula B'dashim Halacha Chav Hei. However, the Gabei Mincha Makor Adavar is in the Tosefta Menachas Perek Halacha Zayin, where it says Chomer Mekometz HaKosher V'nasan L'Psul Psalto Matnasa Kometz B'kli Kakdesh V'nasan L'kli Chol Psalto matnaso, comments be amino venasan la smolo, psalto matnaso. So you have three cases here. A kasher was kaimetz, he gives it to a pasul, it's pasul. A from a kli hekdesh to put in a kli chol, pasul. Right hand put in the left hand, pasul. Also says there, nispazer a komets al ritzpor, yachzer v'yosfenu, ad kan divriyato sefta. In other words, these are the halachas that the Rambam brings in Psuli HaMukdashim. But we have to understand why. Does it not say legabe komets? Why don't we split it up into two different halachos? When the komets was mispazer before you put it in the clay shari, it's pasul. And if it was mispazer, if it's spread around, if it's spilled, after you put it in the clay, it's kosher? Why doesn't the Tosefta split it up into two dinim? Just like we have in the Mishnah, two dinim legabe dam. It's also a little bit of a dochak to say in the Rambam that he's talking about a case where it was already put in the kli. In all the halachas before this, kamatz v'alabi adot tsror, kamatz atshu b'chutz, b'kula midubar, before he put it in the kli. And then he says this case b'stama. So, achnis la Rambam, that it's talking about where he already put it in the kli, is a shvacha maisa, it seems. So therefore, we could possibly say as follows, that be'emes the Rambam holds, that where the kodmitz was mispazer me'lal or ritzba, you can put it back in, even if it's spilled, you can put it back in the kli. Even if it wasn't yet niskadish b'kli, kapashis divrei Rambam. And the reason is because the ikur din kiddush hakometz is because it comes mikoyach maisa hanasina l'kli. Me'mela, that we learned, this din of nishbach, from dam, is talking about when you did a maisa nesina to a kli, to such a place that's not royal iskadesh bo. Could be a klichol, it could be lismolo, But if it's mispazir me'elav, there's no chisar on mitzad the ma'is in a sina. Because he didn't put it on the ground, it did it automatically. In other words, remember we said the nafkamina, we said that the chiluk between dam, the din of dam, and the din of kometz, is that by dam, the ikar is the ma'is of Kabbalah. By kometz, the ikar is the ma'is in a sina ha'kometz. That's the ikar of the Kabbalah ha'kometz, the ma'is ha'nesina. So if you did a ma'is ha'nesina by the kometz, that's pasul, like putting it in the left hand or put it into a kli chol, etc. So you passled it, but if it spilled automatically on the ground by dam, it's going to be pasul, because by dam it's an automatic. It falls in automatically. You don't do an active putting of the blood in the kli. The person that the kohen shechts, and then it automatically goes into the kli. But when it comes to the kometz, the ikar is the nesina. So if the person messed up the nesina, if the person did the nesina in an inappropriate, uncalled for, unhalachic way, so he's out. We out him, as they say in modern parlance. But if it wasn't a nesina, if it was just nispazir me'elav, ein lanu shum baya. It's b'seder gamur. We can pick it up off the ground. Because by dam, since it's an automatic, so if it automatically spills into the ground instead of into the kli, it's puzzle. But by the kometz, the ikar is the mais in asina. Since the ikar mais in asina was gevaldik, because you did the mais in asina well, properly, what happens automatically doesn't bother us, as long as the mais, you put it in the kli properly, with your right hand. If it's spilled, either beforehand or afterwards, doesn't matter. The spilling doesn't matter, because the spilling is an automatic. And that doesn't play a role when it comes to kmitza. It only plays a role when it comes to dam. Since by dam, the kosher Kabbalah Sadam is done automatically, it's also a puzzle. It's also going to be puzzle when it's automatically puzzled, when it's spilled. But by kmitza, where you need an act, where it has to be volitional, this placing of the blood in the placing of the kometz in the kli, if it accidentally spills on the ground automatically without him actually doing it, then it's not going to be pasul. So according to this, it's very meduyak, the lashon of the Tosefta. When the Tosefta says that only in this case, nasa kometz b'smolo, the pasul, the kli chol, then he says, Pesalto matnaso, it's puzzle. Because there was always a mice in a scene of psula. Mashenkein, when it's mispazer me'elav ala ritzpa, there's no mice of nesina psula. And therefore we can go and gather it up together again and be mashed in the mice in a scene of the klisharis. So that would be pashtus divrei atosefta, and that's also pashtus divrei Rambam. The Rambam says, if it spills, beseder, pick it up. Don't cry over spilled comets. Pick it up and put it back in the kli. You're beseder. It's no psul. It emerges, therefore, that the Rambam argues with the Tosfos Shana and the Ritva. Tosfos Shana and the Ritva said, if it spills, we saw it before, it's out. The kometz is passed, and the Rambam holds not. So Adkan, the difference then between Nisina, Sinas HaKometz and Kabbalah Sadam, and the Mirtz Hashem, in the next shiur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us life, simcha, and the financial means, and everything we need. So we will continue, and we will see the Reb Chaim, I hope, and the Grizz, some really great stuff in this sugya. All right. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.